Well, we're scheduled for a testimony meeting now, and I think Brother Mark Moody is going to lead it.
Who has a manna? As I understand it, there we are. The 6th, June the 6th. Would you read the manna for June the 6th for us, please? I think that it's customarily the class reads the Thursday manna for their testimonies.
June 6th. Take heed to yourselves, lest at any time your hearts be overcharged with surfeiting and drunkenness and cares of this life. Luke 21:34. What a work we realize to be before us. And what necessity for sobriety, vigilance, steadfastness. It is a life work, a life battle against a mighty foe entrenched in our flesh. The powers without are strong indeed, but the civil war within us by far the most to be dreaded. If you become in any measure intoxicated with the spirit of the world, if we give way to our self-gratification, love of ease, pleasure, a little indulgence of any of the old dispositions of envy, malice, pride, vainglory, vaulting of self, headiness, high-mindedness, wrath, strife, or any such thing, even a little, oh, how great is the peril to which we are exposed.
Okay, thank you.
Take heed to yourselves, lest any time your hearts be overcharged with surfeiting and drunkenness and cares of this life.
Okay. That falls right in line with this convention, doesn't it? Okay. Well, I was asked to do the testimonies, and I said, okay, well, when are the testimonies? And he said, next. So, kind of caught me off a little bit. But who would like to be first to share something with us? Ah, well, then, we will let you start. Please name and ecclesia, and then...
Okay. I'm Sister Fran Young, the Muncie Area Bible Students class. And we're pretty well represented here, so I'll let them speak for themselves. I just want to thank my Heavenly Father for the grace in my life and the love, and I wanted to thank you for the convention. I love seeing all the brethren, but I want to talk about life. Life is kind of rough at times, you know? But I thank the Lord for all the little touches he gives me. I mean, and I recognize when they come now. That's good. Like if I'm having a bad day, there comes a nice call from a sister in Illinois, or a letter from a sister somewhere else, and it's cheerful and it's full of love, and so I see little of that, but I just wanted to thank God for the little ways he reminds me he's there. And one way was yesterday. It doesn't sound like a whole lot, but I saw a brother come out of the hotel. And he didn't see me, but I saw him. And he stopped, and I thought he saw me, but he didn't. He looked for something on the ground. There was a rock that someone might have stumbled over. And he took it and pitched it over to the pile of rock on the other side. I thought, how thoughtful is that? That is so warm and wonderful to see my brethren doing those little things that matter so much. And I smiled all over myself thinking, that's my brother Harry. And it just touched my heart so. And I wanted to thank the Lord for all the blessings in my life, but for Brother Harry and the rock and all the little things that where God lets me know he's there for me. Thank you. Bless you all. I love you.
Thank you. Yeah, we are our brother's keeper, aren't we? Even in the little things. Brother Bill, up front here.
Brother Mark and friends, the Ecclesia were from, it's Bill Gill, by the way, from Central Ohio Bible Students, and our brethren back home send their love to you. Sister Debbie left me with the remark of, now Bill, don't get in trouble there. And and I said, no, it's not going to happen. I'll be singing to the choir here. In line with one of the things that Brother Ed said in his discourse about the old paths, I received a phone call on the Bible student line. It comes into our house not only from our website, but our YouTube material, also from Fort Worth's Divine Plan Program YouTube material, and also from their website. It all comes in for where we answer all the phones. And a gentleman, I think he was probably in, by him relating his heritage, he was probably in his late 60s, called up on the phone, and he said he had just watched George Wilmot, this old man, he said, given this discourse on YouTube. And he said he sat there and watched it, and he said it brought back all kinds of memories of the way his grandmother always used to teach him. And then he said, I have some questions for you. Said, are you, you know, are any connection with Bible students? And I said, yes, and told him a little bit of the history. He said, you know, I was told there were no Bible students. And he's Jehovah's Witness now, and his family is all that. And he said, but my grandmother, I remember her teaching me all these things that I was hearing, and I don't hear those things now from the witnesses. And I said, do you have those red books? So he goes on and on, and he's asking me all kinds of questions. We had about an hour-long conversation, but in the middle of it, he just broke down and cried. And he says, I'm sorry, I just can't. This is so emotional for me. I'm discovering something that is part of my history, it's part of my heritage. It brings me back to my grandmother and my grandfather. And he says, I just can't help it. I just can't get it together. He just kept crying, and it was such a big thing to him. And we talked about a lot of the doctrines, and when we got onto certain doctrines like Israel, it just came flooding back to him, and then he cried more. Everything that we got on, it was like this flood of memories. Oh, yeah, and he said he had a notebook from his grandmother. Then it had all kinds of pictures of Brother Russell at this big meeting hall with Jews and this and that. He said he had all these, you know, photographic memories of these kinds of things. And it was, he just was so emotional. And so he asked me if I would send him a bunch of materials, which I did, and asked him if he would give me his phone number. I knew what his phone number was, but you know, if he would allow me to call him back, or if I could have somebody call him from his area. And he said no, he wanted to look over things a little bit more, be a little cautious, look over the websites, just review things more, because he said, you know, I'm kind of on dangerous territory even calling you. Lives in Romulus, Michigan. But so keep this in your prayers, that maybe he'll get back a hold of me once he's contemplated this more and have the courage to speak to his wife about it, and maybe to the rest of his family, and open their eyes to what they're missing. So thank you.
Okay, before you hand off the mic, what's so special about Romulus?
Oh, that's near the Cunninghams. Well, half an hour away or so.
Oh, okay. Who would like to be next? See, I've got one thing about being up front for everybody. Doing this is all new to me, but in all honesty, I've never had any trouble with silence. So, Brother David, yes.
David Nemitzky from the Northwest Indiana.
Pardon? Closer to your mouth, please.
All right. I'm David Nemitzky from Northwest Indiana. And I by accident, came down here to the convention again and glad to do it. Because I had no intentions at first to come, but the Lord seemed to overrule that, and so I'm glad I'm here again with the brethren who have been standing up for the truth and having blessed conventions here, and so. It was a last-minute decision, and it turned out that Brother Tom and Sister Nancy were writing down from Northwest Indiana, and they brought me down, and so because I was of all the conventions going on today and. I usually have been coming with Mark, and Mark had commitments for another convention, and so I couldn't come that way to help him. So I give thanks and praise to our Heavenly Father for this opportunity to be with you. I've known many of the brethren here for many years, and so I just want to give the Heavenly Father the my appreciation for having to come. May the Lord bless you.
Okay, thank you. Who would like to be next? Sister Martha.
Brother Mark and dear brethren, this is Sister Martha Moody from the New Albany, Louisville area. And poor Brother Mark, he likes silence, and look who he married. But anyway, I'm very thankful to be here and very much appreciated the remarks this morning. Appreciated going over those texts, and appreciated a lot of scriptures that connect those ideas. And, you know, the older I get, the more I see how narrow this way really is, and how we are never we can never let our guard down, no matter how long we have pursued our walk with the Lord. It is a constant battle, a constant checking, and so I'm thankful for the admonitions because I need them. And for the brethren in the class, I apologize, but I had a wonderful opportunity about a month ago. The college where I work has a kind of a strategic plan that they're restructuring the college, and one of their strategic plans is diversity, more diversity in the college. And so they invited a Jewish gentleman. He's an attorney. He works in Louisville, Kentucky, as an advocate for the rights of Jewish people and so forth within the government and so forth. So he's pretty active politically. So he came to give a presentation on Israel and kind of its history. And he started with Abraham and went on through, and he mostly honed in on the prime minister, starting with Ben-Gurion and going on. And so he was kind of spending a lot of time talking about the peace process and trying to, and of course he's an advocate, so he's thinking, so he was explaining how he thought that, you know, what has been the holdup, what has been the discouragements, what has been the issues with giving land to the Palestinians, and he felt very strongly that the Palestinians should get some of the land. And so he was setting up maps, saying how this was going to, how he thought it might happen with particularly Jerusalem. And I'm shaking in my boots because here we are sitting in this big room with this man who obviously is pretty sharp on things. And a lot of people's comments were, you know, how is this peace process? Those Palestinians need their land. They need to get some of this back. And so I could tell that they were finishing up, and I thought, well, this is either now or never. So I raised my hand and said, there's been a lot of discussion about giving away land. What would your idea be about getting more land? And basically what God had promised Abraham. And he got this look on his face like, okay, here's one of those. And he said, you mean some people think that from the Nile to the Mediterranean, and he says, you do realize if that's the case that Syria and Jordan and Egypt, they're all going to have to give up some land. And I said, yes, I do. And he said, well, that's not going to happen. He said, you know, that it just won't happen. And I said, well, God promised that it would. And he said, I just don't see that happening. And so he very quickly shut down the meeting. But he had his email up on the presentation, so I wrote it down. And the lovely website that Brother Leslie has on Bible Student Archives has a nice map showing with all the scriptures, the proposed possibility of what land is coming to the Jewish people. So I sent it to him and told him that, you know, I believe in God's promises. He gave us these promises. He won't fail in them. And so anyway, I never heard back from him, and that's okay. But I just thought, you know, for someone who has so much, who knows so much, and yet knows so little, it was just kind of sad. But I'm thankful that God will fulfill his promises and they will get that land. And there will be land for the Palestinians. He was saying that, oh, I was told that President Trump's idea, he said this, President Trump's idea for the Palestinians is for Jordan to give some of their land for the Palestinians instead of taking away from the Jewish land. So I thought that was interesting that he would give that information. But anyway, I was so very thankful to the Lord for what we know, not for anything that I did, but for what we know is ahead. And I know it will be some experiences before that happens, but I'm very thankful for the Lord's promises. We can trust in them. And anyway, very thankful for all things, and love you all, and ask an interest in your prayers, and I keep all of you in my prayers daily.
Okay, thank you. I'm sure the Lord is thankful that you don't care for silence. Who would like to be next? Brother Jim.
Well, I want to thank the Lord for being here. I am a little isolated where I am, and so I get to all the conventions in the area. But last weekend, I thought, well, you know, there's no Bible students around here, and I haven't been going to some churches as I used to in the past, and of course I get online from time to time with the brethren, and I thought, well, why don't this week I go to this little church which is next door to one of my customers. I thought it's a little church there, and see what they believe, you know. And so I went there not knowing, and come to find out it's another Baptist church, and sure enough, they're preaching hellfire and brimstone from the pulpit, and I'm just going, yeah. So I got talked with one individual kind of aside a little bit, and thought, well, maybe we could actually look at some scriptures on the subject and stuff. And no, basically, oh, you don't believe in hellfire, you don't believe in the scriptures. I said, well, you're saying I don't believe in the scripture, but you know that the scriptures say the soul that sinneth, it shall die. Oh, I don't believe that. So tell me, who is it that doesn't believe in the scriptures? You know, you go around and around with these people, so you have to wonder, you know, is it totally useless? I mean, is there any weed out there anymore? Is anybody looking for the truth? It's just so few people. I think I have to travel basically 3 hours in any direction in order to get to a class of Bible students. That's a long distance between brethren, you know. But anyway, so I ask an interest in your prayers, try to determine what to do and how to let my light shine and amongst those in a rather dark place. Even though it's the Bible Bible Belt, hardly the Bible Belt.
Okay, thank you, Brother Jim. Oh, Brother Rick.
Brother Rick Cunningham, Oakland County Bible students, and again, rejoicing to be here. And so I'm going to bounce off Brother Jim's testimony a little bit. I have to travel all the way to Alaska for a follow-up call, and I do it every Tuesday, but we do it on Facebook, so it works out really well. FaceTime. Thank you. So Brother Bill Gill introduced me to FaceTime on one of our trips overseas in the past, and so I got home, I bought me one of them their computers like that, and got me hooked up, and Ruth got me all settled in, and lo and behold, I had a use for it besides talking with Bill in Ohio. And that was that the Bible Today website was visited by a man by the name of Kip Hurst, who's ex-military, retired military, and he's stationed up in Alaska because his wife is still active duty up there. But he'd been searching on the internet, and he came across the truths that were contained in the, you know, Harvest Message, and he was so appreciative. He responded and asked if there was any Bible students in his area, and I followed up on him and said, no, not really. So he and I communicated a little bit, and I said, you want to have a study on FaceTime? And he agreed. So we started out on a weekly basis. So first we went over the general overview of the plan. And he's read the Bible numerous times, been through numerous churches, and so he was very familiar with Scripture, but he was very much impressed with the clarity that he was hearing on the plan. So we've gone through the first volume now. We just concluded it. And the way we would do it is we'd do a chapter where he would actually read at home, and then we'd have our study, and we would talk about the contents and the truth concepts and the Scriptures, and then we would add more scriptures and make more connections so that, it was actually very stimulating for him. There wasn't just a rehash. But he applied himself by actually reading the material, and it's not unusual for him to say, I read it twice, and he'd have a whole page of notes. But with FaceTime and the camera, we could look at the Divine Plan of the Age chart together and point out different things and have the good study. Now, it had a rough beginning because there were times where a lot of things would come up and he'd cancel, and it took a while, but ever since the first of the year, it's been very consistent. So here we're in the 6 months, so it's been about a half a year. But along the way, what happens is that on his end, they have a total of 8 children. 5 are still at home. And the kids and his wife are listening in the background, as it were. There's like about a 4-hour time difference between here and Alaska, Michigan and Alaska, sorry. Well, so the point is that they've been listening all along the way. And then finally he started saying to me, my wife would like to have a study. My eldest daughter wants to have a study, now their boyfriend. And then he finally said, well, the whole family wants to have a study. So he says, how do I do that? And I said, well, if you want, we'll have a study. So he says, great, would your wife join in? I said, yeah, sure. So just imagine at the first meeting, 5 teenagers were up at 10 o'clock their time and sitting around a table with the Bibles, and he had the computer set up with the camera, and his wife and him were sitting there, and Ruth and I were on our end, and here they were having the Bible study. Mm-hmm. So, long story short, it's been I think we've had about 4 studies so far with that as the family group, and it's a little more casual as a couple of the younger kids were a little bashful being on camera. So they're listening off camera, but still in the same room. But it's been real profitable and enjoyable, and we'll see where it goes from there. You know, from here, we're going to start the second volume with Kip. And I'll just conclude by saying that he went to the different churches all around them and tried to introduce a Bible study, like Brother Jim was just saying, and they just wouldn't do it. So he just, you know, they basically dismissed him because they didn't want him creating problems for the rest of the congregants. Yeah. So that's that. So ask your interest in prayer for Brother Kip Hurst and his family.
Okay. Thank you. Technology is a wonderful thing, or at least it can be. The New Albany class started reading a chapter a week of the volumes, and then we devote 10 minutes or so at the beginning of each class summarizing. It has been, I think it's just been wonderful to read a chapter and get the thought of the entire chapter instead of just taking a paragraph apart and talking about one or two sentences all day long. But being able to do that, and it has made me appreciate the pastor's work a lot more, actually. And so reading the chapter, like you said, and then studying it, it's a good thing, yeah. Who would like to be next? Brother Tom.
Brother Mark, this is Brother Tom Ahanchek from the Northwest Indiana Bible Students, and I'm very glad to be here, and hopefully you don't mind I'm talking now and talking a little bit later. But I want to share with you some of our class experience dealing with Every Door Direct Mailing. And we've been doing this for 6 years, which sounds like a long time, but when you do maybe 50,000 cards a year for 6 years, you can imagine how many homes we have touched. And we're approaching the end of what we had planned for, which we are covering Gary, Indiana. And what I want to share with you, particularly on that, in that we had one of the Gary post offices only had P.O. boxes, and we had made arrangements for dropping off a tray of cards for all the P.O. boxes for this one small community in Gary. And the postal worker at the desk didn't want to take it because she wasn't familiar with every door direct mailing, and I guess they had problems before, but we convinced her that we already processed it through our post office in Hebron, took it to the main Gary post office, got it taken care of there, and we were dropping off. And all she had to do was stick it in the different boxes, and this was like on a Friday. Well, we got an email from Sister Jackie Fowler the next day. And in essence, in her email, she hadn't been to her mailbox in this town for a while because she's been out of town. And as she was walking up to the post office, she was confiding with some other woman going up to the door about how good God has been with her and God's grand plan and so forth. And then it kind of ended with that, and both of them went to their box to get their mail out. And this woman left the post office, and Sister Jackie was finishing up checking her mail. And this woman came back into the post office and saw Sister Jackie and said, look at this. It's got everything you just talked about in this card. And Sister Jackie looked at it and said, oh, yes, it was our EDDM mailer. And Sister Jackie knew that we had been doing this, but she didn't know we were doing this particular post office. But she had a chance to give another witness. As she gave a witness going into the post office, she gave another witness in the post office about this card. So that was kind of a nice blessing for us as well as for her. But you never know how giving a witness by having some piece of material that can spark a conversation and give some hope. As Jackie had convinced her, this other lady, how God has been good to her, that this piece of mail gives a plan for all mankind to receive a blessing. So I just want to share Sister Jackie's blessing of that mailing. Well, our class had, as we're approaching the end of our first round of mailing, our class voted on to start another round of mailing in our communities. We covered at least four counties and portion of another county, and so we were looking at what subject we should do next. Well, I think the subject came up particularly from our conversation about activities and questions at the Indiana State Fair, is about, you know, the manner of our Lord's return. Our Lord's return, this is the time at hand, and that seems like a very important topic. So we said, let's do something on the second volume. So we started developing the outlook of what that card might look like, and as we were talking, well, if we have some follow-up, besides going to our website, maybe we ought to have some kind of a magazine edition for the second volume, rather than mailing out a green, or if we had some red ones, we can mail those out too from second volume. So we've been working on a magazine edition, and we do seek your interest and your prayers as we develop this magazine edition, because I think it's something worthwhile that we think the world is looking for, that is laid out. It's all Brother Russell's teachings, but laid out in a nice magazine edition that can maybe easier to follow. It doesn't seem so overwhelming as the hardbound, and may give a message of the manner of our Lord's return, to understand that, because I think too many people are concerned about the judgment day, and they don't know that there's something grander coming afterwards, the restitution of all things. And that's really, I think, the true message of what we're trying to convey, as Sister Jackie was talking to this woman about the message of restitution. So I do ask and interest your prayers to that end, that we may be able to be faithful in giving that message to all those who have a hearing ear. Thank you.
Okay. Well, thank you. Sounds exciting, actually. Who would like to be next? The chairman approacheth. Brother Joseph.
Brother Joseph King from New Albany Louisville Ecclesia. Just wanted to take a quick second to express gratitude, because 2 weeks ago, I was in Chicago Convention, and as part of my testimony, I was asking brethren how they keep separate from the world, and so now here we are with the convention, and it's all talking about it. So it's just a huge blessing to have such an obvious answer to prayer and requests from the brethren. So I just wanted to express that gratitude.
Okay, well, thank you. Very good. Do we have, we've got room for one more? Okay, I'll take two more if you want me to.
Thank you, Brother Mark.
Holy Father, we come to Thee to thank Thee for this time to share with one another our thoughts, our joys, our tribulations. We thank Thee, Father, for this chance to come to convention to learn more of Thee. Help us as we strive to be our brother's keeper. We ask Your blessing in Jesus' name. Amen.